Which way you go for? Which way you love? Which way you choose from? From the stars above. Which way you answer? Which way you call? Which way you take for? For your one and all. Tell me now, which way you love the best? Which do you dance for? Which makes you shine? Which will you choose now? If you won't choose mine, which will you hope for? Which can it be? Which will you take now? If you won't take me, tell me now, which will you love best?
I'm serious. And then he poked his head out and starts smiling at me after I got him. I swear to God, he's behind his old lady with a shotgun. He's all like this. Oh, my.
Yeah, this fucking can opener I bought today. It's a piece of fucking shit.
Slater! Give me some drugs, man.
Hey, man.
Beer.
Always got a beer for you, my friend.
Thanks.
So, Slater, how's your mom feeling? She walking all right
good,
now?
Yeah. How's your sister doing?
Oh, she's good. She's loud.
She's
better.
A money maker. You know? Yeah. She brings her home.
Hey, where's my drugs, man? Give me my cider. I need my drugs. Where are you going?
From your mother, man.
Yeah, we just banged your mother.
Okay, fuck you, dickhead.
Saw you
can change hands any number of times in this hardcore battle royal, and whomever is the champion at the end of 15 minutes leaves with the gold. TNA with Trish Stratus. Those two men put a smile on her face. King, I'm sure you're envious of that. This should be an amazing offensive display in the first ever triangle ladder match. Paige and Christian are the new champions. First lady to throw her partner to the floor will win this matchup. Moolah, pull the cat out of the ring. Terry has won the match. Six-person tag action. China cools off the Latino Heat. Poundstone. Tay got his retribution. There's Pete Rose. Ah! Once again, Pete makes an ass out of himself. Fatal four-way is underway. A rock bottom. Rock has eliminated Big Show. Pedigree on the chair. I told you, Triple H has eliminated Mick Foley. My God, that was blatant. What the hell did he do that for? Triple H is still the champion. Vince McMahon said he'd make it right tonight.
The next time we will kill him.
The next time? The next time? What am I going to do with you people, huh? I held up my end. I delivered to the blue boy. What do I get from my triple threat? Bow, yield, kneel. That kind of stuff closes out of town.
Why do you say this to me when you know I will kill you for it?
Mama, tell your pa, gonna move you by the Arkansas. All right. Better what I say. Whoa, all right. Better what I say. Oh, baby. Oh, baby. All right. Better what I say. Better what I say. Thank you.
Forgive my curiosity, Mr. Cobb, but my officers are anxious to know more about your extraordinary journey.
And how you managed to keep it out of the history books.
Adventure, Captain, adventure. There was little else left on Earth.
There was the war to end tyranny. Many considered that a noble effort.
Tyranny, sir? Or an attempt to unify humanity?
Unify, sir? Like a team of animals under one whip?
I know something of those years, remember? It was a time of great dreams, of great aspiration.
Under dozens of petty dictatorships.
One man would have ruled eventually. As Rome under Caesar, think of its accomplishments.
Then your sympathies were with...
You are an excellent tactician, Captain. You let your second-in-command attack while you sit and watch for weakness.
You have a tendency to express ideas in military terms, Mr. Cobb. This is a social occasion.
It has been said that social occasions are only warfare concealed. Many prefer it more honest, more open.
You fled. Why? Were you afraid?
I've never been afraid.
But you left at the very time mankind needed courage.
We offered the world order.
We.
But if you will excuse me, gentlemen, ladies, I grow fatigued again. With your permission, Captain, I will return to my quarters.
Need me again. it's just a matter of time. After I gave you everything I had, you laughed and you called me a clown. But remember, in your search for fortune and fame, what goes up must come down. It's just a matter of
this. They are fighting Autobiography that I will ever write. And God, I'm writing it on toilet paper. I was born in Nottingham in 1985. I don't remember much of those early years, but I do remember the rain. My grandmother owned a farm in Tottlebrook, and she used to tell me that God was in the rain. I passed my 11 plus and went to a girl's grammar. It was at school that I met my first girlfriend. Her name was Sarah. It was her wrists. They were beautiful. I thought we would love each other forever. I remember our teacher telling us that it was an adolescent phase that people outgrew. Sarah did. I didn't. In 2002, I fell in love with a girl named Christina. That year, I came out to my parents. I couldn't have done it without Chris holding my hand. My father wouldn't look at me. He told me to go and never come back. My mother said nothing. Not only told them the truth, was that so selfish? Our integrity sells for so little, but it is all we really have. It is the very last inch of us. But within that inch, we are free. I'd always known what I wanted to do with my life, and in 2015, I starred in my first film, The Salt Flats. It was the most important role of my life, not because of my career, but because that was how I met Ruth. The first time we kissed, I knew I never wanted to kiss any other lips but hers again. We moved to a small flat in London together. She grew scarlet carsons for me in our window box, and our place always smelt of roses. Those were the best years of my life. But America's war grew worse and worse, and eventually came to London.
There's a bill proposed by the Undersecretary for Defense, Adam Sutler, to close the remaining tube stations passed with their universal...
After that, there were no roses anymore. I remember how the meaning of words began to change. How unfamiliar words like collateral and rendition became frightening. While things like Norsefire and the Articles of Allegiance became powerful, I remember how different became dangerous. I still don't understand it. Why they hate us so much. They took Ruth while she was out buying food. I've never cried so hard in my life. It wasn't long till they came for me. It seems strange that my life should end in such a terrible place. But for 3 years, I had roses and apologized to no one. I shall die here. Every inch of me shall perish. Every inch but one. An inch. It is small and it is fragile. And it is the only thing in the world worth having. We must never lose it or give it away. We must never let them take it from us. I hope that whoever you are, you escape this place. I hope that the world turns and that things get better. But what I hope most of all is that you understand what I mean when I tell you that even though I do not know you, and even though I may never meet you, laugh with you, cry with you, or kiss you, I love you. With all my heart, I love you. Valerie.
Is found. You're gonna lose that girl.
Yes, you're gonna lose that girl.
You're gonna lose.
Yes, yes, you're gonna lose that girl.
If you don't take her out tonight, she's gonna change her mind.
She's gonna change her mind.
And I will take her out tonight, and I will treat her kind.
I'm gonna treat her kind.
You're gonna lose that girl.
Yes, yes, you're gonna lose that girl.
You're gonna lose. If you don't treat her right, my friend, you're gonna find her gone.
You're gonna find her gone.
Cause I will treat her right and then you'll be the lonely one.
You're not the only one.
You're gonna lose that girl.
Yes, yes, you're gonna lose that girl.
You're gonna lose.
Yes, yes, you're gonna lose that girl.
You're gonna lose.
Yes, yes, you're gonna lose that girl.
I'll make a point of taking her away from you.
What you do,
yeah. The way you treat her, what else can I do?
Taking her away from you. Watch what you do,
yeah.
The way you treat her, what else can I do?
If you don't take her out tonight, she's gonna change her
mind. She's gonna change her mind.
And I will take her out tonight, and I will treat her kind.
I'm gonna treat her kind.
You're gonna lose that girl.
Yes, yes, you're gonna lose that girl.
You're gonna lose.
Somehow I believe we always survive.